Good morning, 7:52 a.m. on Monday. Oh, what is it, November the 19th, 2019. Commuters this morning. A lot of commuters this morning. So, yeah, I've been up for a while. I've got my toast in me. Got 1,000 words behind me. And I kind of like choked out and said, I got therapy this morning that we crossed town in about a little more than an hour. So I figured out, let's get the walk out of the way. Walk now. Walk now, talk now. I get back from therapy. I'll be able to sit down, get a fresh cup of coffee. Make my run at the 5K again today. A couple more days of 5K, and then I'm going to drop back to 2K. I'm right at the end of the first Barbarian book. I'm very close to what I believe is the ending until I see what comes from my kid. I don't want to go any further. That's basically what it's boiling down to. It's like, okay, I don't want to get too far over my skis. So I need to pick a new project. I don't know what it's going to be. I may have to start it this afternoon. I was brainstorming with a kid last night, and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm not very far. It's like, you don't need much. I've been in a bit of an overachiever here, so just give me the Barbarian story and we can put them together. So we see how it works. I'm just doing this one day at a time. It's probably going to be my motto for the next few months. One day at a time. Geese. Of them or so, right over my head. That was awesome. So yeah, one day at a time. I gotta do 5K today. I gotta do 5K tomorrow. I gotta do 5K on Wednesday. On 2K. And I need a story. Oh, we were brainstorming last night. I was talking about some of the ideas that I got from the fans, from the newsletter. And she had the same reaction I did, which is that they're all still science fiction. Morning. Yeah, they're all still in the deep dark. They're all still in the Western Annex. That's one of the problems. But the Barbarian book is not in the Western Annex. The Barbarian book is in 10th, 14th, 14th. The Barbarian book has been a nice vacation. It's been kind of a long weekend. I was kind of hoping for a couple of weeks, but it's been a good long weekend. We'll see how this works out. I don't know. And I'm sure I've mentioned this yesterday, the day before, whenever it was. The police procedural in space, the Star Cops, and mixing it up with the idea of using a base, one of the stations perhaps, for the setting. And the stories come to the station, the people don't go to the story, which she said she'd read the hell out of. And she probably would, because she probably wouldn't, actually, but I'll accept the compliment. But one of the suggestions, and I don't know if I did mention it, There's, yeah, okay, what if you do that, but it's the janitor. The character, the main character is the janitor. It's not the chief police, it's not a detective, it's the janitor. And I had this sort of image in my head of janitors just coming down from cleaning the waste pipes on deck 4. He's covered in drain slime and literal human waste. And he's in his janitor's closet trying to get the squelchies out of his boot. And then the typical noir detective, she walked in, legs that reached all the way to the planet. And we had a great deal of fun. So I don't know. I have this sneaking suspicion that it really doesn't matter what I pick. I'll find some story. I'll find some story in it to tell. It feels a little bit weird, but after 17 days and a little bit of just throwing words against the screen to see if any of them go together, what is that smell? Interesting smell. It might be wood smoke. So just get the fireplace going somewhere. So, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to go to therapy. I'm going to come back. I'm going to sit down, get a fresh cup of coffee, perhaps a snack, and just do it. I need 5K today. To be honest, I don't need 5K. My goal for NaNoWriMo has always been 100,000 by the 20th or a full draft. And while this isn't a full draft, it's as much of a draft as I can get, and it's 85,000 words, plus another 1,000 this morning, so 86,000 words in 18 days. This is not... It may not have been the actual goal, but in terms of performance, why I should have performance anxiety is beyond me. It's pretty damn good. So, I don't really feel like I have anything to apologize for, but just like, darn, I wanted to hit that goal. I wanted to hit that score. I wanted to hit the, and I'm like, really, why? This morning, I think that's the problem. This morning I'm going, really? Really? Why? Why do you want to do this to yourself? Why do you care? What is this? What is going on? I may just ride through it, and if nothing else, then this book will stand on its own. It's perfectly self-contained. Which is an interesting idea. I need to talk to the kid. I think he's coming over today. Need to see what she thinks. Interesting couple. Stern-looking older man behind the wheel. Young woman sitting with a notebook beside him. Opposite side. So did I really turn this on? Did I just sort of hit the buttons randomly? Oh, it says it's recording. Okay. Almost 10 minutes in. All right. It's just one of those, it's like, I've done this so many times. If you're paying attention to the track count, it's over 2,000 already. I think I must have screwed up the counting somewhere, because I know I had about 50 something, 51, 2, 3, 4 maybe, audio files that were not daily walks that got put into the stream way back when. I don't remember what they all were, but I know some of them came from my last visit to my sister Lori. So there's, the track count is 2,000 something, and I'm coming up on the 2,000th episode, and it'll be sometime early next year. So I've done so many of these that I sort of lose track of, okay, did I push the button? Did I push the button today, or was that yesterday? Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me, monk post. I got cyclists going by me. I think they're high school kids headed for school, actually. It's been a while since I've been out this early in the morning. It's really quite a lovely day. I'm glad I'm wearing what I'm wearing. I've got on my parka and a fleece hoodie over a polo shirt. But there's no wind, and when the sun, and it's clear. It's a very pretty morning. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's wood smoke. That's not a house fire. House fires smell more like a dump fire. I also haven't been meditating. I've dropped the ball completely on meditating. It's due, my subscription to Headspace is due to renew in a few days. I'm probably gonna let it renew. But I'm really kind of ticked. They rolled out a security update. And 3 times out of 5, when I go to try to play a meditation, one of the guided meditations, I'm locked out. And I have to log back in again. And the login doesn't take, even though I'm using the right password, even though I know what the password is and type it in correctly, one keystroke at a time on this phone. It's a total pain in the behind. That's like, I don't even want to try anymore. They get it straightened out, and that's why I'm going to let it renew. Because I do want to get back to meditation. In fact, I'm going to need to get back into meditation. I'm pretty sure that's going to be a feature in my next few months. It's flitting about here in the bushes. I think they're house sparrows. They're not sitting still long enough for me to get a good look at them, so they're just little flitters in the bushes. So somebody recommended Undone to me on Amazon Prime. And I gotta say, I looked at it before. I looked at the trailer, and it's basically, I think the animation technique is called rotoscope. It basically, I think they shot it on video or film or something, and then ran it through a rotoscope process to make it look animated. but animated in a very realistic manner. So the people don't look like cartoons. They look like animated people. I'm probably not explaining this very well. And I thought, well, this is kind of hokey. And then I got into the story. I was looking for something after. I just can't watch Miranda. I have a problem with some British humor, which is a little bit too self-conscious. I like British humor. I like the dry wit. I like British humor, don't get me wrong. But every once in a while I run across one that's just a little too self-conscious. Black Mirror is a good example of too self-conscious. I had to stop watching it. Because it's like, really? Really? Too self-conscious, too precious, too... something. I don't know. So I had to stop watching Miranda. I didn't want to go back to The Expanse. I really didn't care about anybody in The Expanse. So I went to Undone. And I don't really remember where I heard about it, but I went back to it anyway. And I started watching it. You know, I had 40 minutes to kill on the Rosanna treadmill. About 30. 34 and change minutes. And so I fired up the first episode, and it was like, okay. And then the next night I fired up the second episode, and now I'm hooked. It's like, okay, yeah, this is, this is interesting. This is, engaging. It's sort of like, Don Quixote's yakky way of knowledge. It's mystical. It's the reason for the rotoscoping is made clear relatively soon. The stylistic choices are they're wonderful. I was going to say brilliant, but I don't know if they're brilliant. They are wonderful. I don't know what award this medium gets, but Emmy maybe. Because it deserves an Emmy. It's amazing. And it may just all fall apart here in the next episode. I don't know. But it's a reason to get on the treadmill at night, and that's, for me, that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Glad I got out early this morning. The air is a different quality at this time of day. Sun's been up for 8:30. It's probably been up for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'm trying to judge looking at the angle of the sky, but I can't tell. But the air is still. There's no breeze. There aren't a lot of people out moving. Once I got out of the corridor for commuters back up by 20th, there's not a lot of people out. There's not a lot of activity. I came past one group of roofers back there, but it's quiet, it's still. There's a crow over there, sidewalk, picking at something. I can hear some blue jays off in the distance. I can hear the cars on both sides going by on the main highways, but they're far away. They're not driving past me. Although, now there's going to be one that drives right past me because I just said that. It's peaceful. It's a peaceful morning. Feels good. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.